This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. And finally, a look at the less serious news that didn't quite make the show this week. It comes courtesy of Brendan Francis Noonan and Rico Galliano with some help from the Marketplace staff.
Gina Delvac, freelance producer at Marketplace. What story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
In Paris this week, a new exhibit opened. It's called The Museum of Broken Relationships. What better kind of exhibit to have in the city of love, right?
What is in it?
It's where people can bring mementos of failed relationships. It's to share in the collective pain of some past breakup.
Do you think this has anything to do with Gerard Depardieu breaking up with France to avoid taxes?
Oh, definitely. And not to mention it's in the basement of what used to be the municipal funeral home.
Oh, man. Get over it, France. There are other thespians out there.
Ben Johnson, producer, what's your story?
Apple had a patent claim rejected.
They're patented to be one of the wealthiest companies on the planet?
Not exactly. It was a technology for their iPhone. It was the pinch and zoom function that you can use to sort of zoom into a picture.
So this doesn't bode well for their Karate Chop and Tickle application for the iPad.
Yeah, Karate Chop and Tickle is pretty universal.
Chrissy Clark, senior reporter, Wealth and Poverty Desk. What story are you going to be talking about this weekend?
So in Wales, a worker has won a £3,000 settlement for being fired inappropriately at McDonald's. She gave a coworker extra chocolate sprinkles on the McFlurry that she'd ordered.
This is why she was fired?
Yes.
What?
It was gross misconduct, and she was accused of stealing food.
She won how much money?
£3,000, almost $5,000, and they are going to give her a really good reference.
Okay, and she gets to put an extra scoop of coal in the boss's Christmas stocking, right?
Right.
Because that's justice.
Rico and Brendan do a radio show called The Dinner Party. Check it out. There's a link to the podcast on our website, marketplace.org.